Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
All right, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's Mike Sempervivi here with you, filling in for Brian Alvarez, who will be back on Sunday for the two-hour mothership. But until we get there, as Action Bronson's catchphrase says, it's me. And it's you too, of course, on Open Line Friday here at Observer Live. And if you want to pitch in your 2 cents, the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be taking phone calls a little bit later on, and like usual, there's no shortage of things to talk about today. And joining me to talk about some things today is my friend Sean Radican from the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter, who has been does a lot of stuff, a lot of different reviews, DVD reviews, and has been there for a long time and is currently in the midst of doing G1 reports after each night. And there was a show last night, and going to be talking about that. I apologize for being under the weather yesterday, too. And since I was, we can discuss the Wednesday night pillow fights and the now gaping hole on the TV schedule. At least for me, that is. Lucha Underground Season 1 is now passed on, and they pulled out everything in the two-hour season finale and whipped it up against the wall, and it was very entertaining. Some of it wasn't my bag, but in my opinion, at the end of the day, that was the most compelling pro wrestling show of the four, or five if you're in Canada, the laid claim to Wednesday. And you know, I want to know, were you a fan of Lucha Underground? Are you wanting a second season? Will they even get a second season? And will this make you want to see Triple Mania 23? You know, one of the things that came out of last year's G1 for New Japan and this year's Tokyo Dome show, which took place on January 4th and featured the announcing of Jim Ross and Matt Stryker and was heavily promoted by Jeff Jarrett all throughout social media. There was a serious trickle-down effect for New Japan, and there were people that ordered the NewJapanWorld.com network, their streaming service. There were people who got more interested in seeing what was happening with their product. So will it work that way for you with Triple Mania, or has it worked that way for you with Lucha Underground and with some other Lucha out there? And there's tons of other stuff to talk about as well. It's International Beer Day, which is probably why Josh Nason isn't here today, and so much more, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. Give us a call. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you'd pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here filling in for Brian Alvarez, who's going to be back on Sunday. We're here live with you 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays for 2 hours beginning at 3 p.m. and 6 Eastern. Replays throughout the week, and if you don't have an over-the-air affiliate in your area and you're just randomly catching us for the first time, millions of ways to hear us, the TuneIn, iHeart, and Stitcher apps, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, podcasting via iTunes and WrestlingObserver.com. And if you ever miss any part of the Monday through Friday show, we're always on again later on in the day, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 o'clock Eastern time. And speaking of Eastern, it doesn't get any more northeast than this. Well, actually, it does, I guess. Technically, Josh Nason, the amount of time he spent in Maine may take this over. But joining us for the very first time, my friend, I guess he's my friend. At least I get to write him off on my taxes, so I guess he's kind of a friend that way. At least I get the break for that. Sean Radican from the Pro Wrestling Torch. Sean, what's happening, my man?
Not much. How you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. How honored and exalted are you that you finally get to appear on national radio like your childhood hero, Larry Dallas?
It's almost as good as getting a Larry Dallas text. So,
and not to bury the everyone's most hated man in pro wrestling, but Larry Dallas will be hosting Busted Open next week for those with serious subscriptions. Do want to slip that in there since Larry is a friend to both of us. But Sean, I want to thank you so much for joining me kind of on short notice here. But what's been going on? Because I saw earlier on today you have posted up another review of another night of the G1 tournament, and I know you are big into that, obviously writing about it after each show, but has this been dominating your time? Have you been trying to keep up with this like a maniac, or how is the G1 working with you this year? Because I know what I'm doing, which is not taking it as intensely as I have the last 2 years. I figure John Pollock is doing that. Alan Farrell is doing that. Lots of other guys have taken that direction of staying on top of it every single night. I'm kind of letting it slide a little bit and taking advantage of New Japan World. How much is this dominating you?
Oh, it's been tough, Mike. I got to be honest. I've been trying to keep up, and some of the single camera. The other night I kind of reached a breaking point and kind of let a show slide, but I started back up again today. I think I split over night 11, but I plan on going back and watching it. I just finished night 12. It's just it's tough. Even if you're just watching the tournament matches and not and skipping the tags, it's tough to keep up with. I mean, this thing is relentless.
Yeah, we're going to take calls later on. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You brought up something when it comes to the single camera that I throw this question out there for anybody that's listening who is keeping up with New Japan and New Japan World's coverage of the events, and that is the fact that several times throughout the tournament they have gone with a single camera, and they have also gone with no commentary. And when I say a single camera, it's the hard camera, the one-shot camera. If you can just imagine, you know, WWE, when they do kind of the wide shot of the ring, and the ramp is usually kind of to the left, but they kind of, you know, they have the ring in the middle, but you can still see the fans, and they have the camera backed up. Essentially, that's what they're using for several of the shows, and I know we've talked about it a little bit. It's driving you nuts. It doesn't bother me as much, although it is very difficult to really get the feel of a match because of that. But how much has that driven you nuts, and the lack of commentary the same way?
The The hard camera I can deal with, but I in some sense I find those shows kind of skippable unless it's like, you know, Ibushi and who was it, Naito or something like that in the main event. But it's hard to recap. I suppose if I was just watching it at home and trying to take it in, but you know, with a hard camera, you don't get the facial expressions, the crowd, you know, they go to the outside and you can't really see what's going on there too well. The multi-camera shoots with no commentary, I don't really mind because, you know, I can take in all the action. I kind of enjoy listening to the crowd. I did grow to love the Japanese commentary, but, I can deal with that. It just, it's frustrating, you know, last year watching it, you know, granted you had to pay a whole heck of a lot more if you were watching it legally, but, you know, you got the full cameras and commentary for every show. And this year, it's like all over the place. It's like an indie feed for a major Fed.
What do you think about the concept of what they've done this year? Because I know it's not as exciting as it has been. I mean, the last 2 years of the G1 have been arguably the two best tournaments in the history of professional wrestling, and because of the injuries, because of the way that things are structured, because of the age of the guys, I am a proponent of trying something different that extends things out. I mean, I think they maybe have extended it out a little bit too much with too many cities and over too much time, but I am a proponent of kind of changing things or at least giving it a shot right now while you're hot and get the chance to. How do you feel about it? Do you think it should be back in its concentrated form, or are you a little bit more liberal to for them basically trying to figure out a way that they can save these guys' bodies a bit? Extend it out, too.
If I was being purely selfish, I'd have it like it was the last couple of years, you know, just for my own enjoyment. But for the sake of these guys, I think it's worked out well, even though, I mean, last year you just had this, you know, the last couple of years, and especially last year, you just had this adrenaline rush where you would have, you know, on the undercard you might get, you know, two awesome matches, and then, you know, the show would conclude with, you know, three or four more great matches, and it was just like, you know, like a roller coaster ride, and you couldn't wait for the next show, and rarely were any of the shows flat. And, you know, these shows, it's just, some nights you just get a collection of, you know, matches in the 3-star range or 3.5-star range, and then one night in particular was really flat. I think it was 9. Which was just like a bunch of bad matchups, but you know, I think it works because on the other hand, we've had guys like, you know, the A Block has just been killer with Ibushi and you know, Tanahashi and Shibata and Styles, and you know, just guys having some really, you know, and Naito too having some really good matches and really good storylines, so. You know, it just feels like more like of a marathon than, you know, the sprint that it was before. But I think it's better because you probably give the guys a chance to lessen the risk of having these guys be, you know, totally done by the end of the tournament.
Yeah, I talked a lot about it with you on your show at Pro Wrestling Torch, which give you a chance to hype that a little bit later on too, the live cast. But one of the main topics of conversation leading into the G1, if you were an American or if you were a North American, for that matter, was Michael Elgin's inclusion into the G1. This has been something he has wanted for a very, very long time. It is well documented. It is well noted how much he has wanted to be a part of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he got his opportunity here, and there was a lot of people who, there's some of them were just downright quite hateful here, but there were many, and I will throw myself in there right at the beginning of the line, that I did have some reservations. I wondered how he was going to do. I mean, body-wise, you know, he's built for it. I think his strength was going to play a positive part for him. But I wonder, could he go night after night? Could he have the matches they would want him to have or that or what were expected out of a G1 performer night after night, especially with the magnifying glass he was going to have on him from Ring of Honor fans. And, you know, Sean, we only got about 30 seconds left in this segment, so if you can't talk about it a little bit and your thoughts just kind of on how he's been, because I think he's been great, and I think he has really held up to his end of the deal, not only in the singles matches, but the tag matches as well. But in the just next couple seconds here, and we'll get to more of it after the break, what have you thought about him here?
Yeah, I thought he'd be great. Of course, I had some reservations leading into it, but, you know, I thought he'd be a great fit for Japan, and he has been great. I mean, the match is, you know, not blow away, but, boy, you know, just we could talk about it more after the other side. But, you know, just seeing the crowd react to him and a fresh set of eyes on him in every city they toured, you know, they're touring in, is just, it's been a lot of fun to watch, and they love his power moves.
Absolutely, and you got a big win today over Yuji Nagata. Again, we'll get in more with him after the break, because, I really think he's having a good one. It's Mike Sempervivi being joined by my special guest, Sean Radican, here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, filling in the big boy chair for Brian Alvarez, and it's amazing. I have not burned the place down again. My streak continues. Although then again, we're still only about less than halfway through this show, so I still have time to completely just destroy everyone's eardrums and melt the building over there in San Francisco at Sports Byline headquarters. But here trying to help me to prevent from doing that, my friend Sean Radican from Pro Wrestling Torch. And Sean, before the break, talking about Michael Elgin and, again, how big of a lightning rod he was with, you know, Roderick Strong's had a hell of a year. The Briscoes, or Jay Briscoe, you know, especially has had his time in Japan when he was in Noah, but certainly has not done it in this incarnation of his career. Jay Lethal has been over the top fantastic. Everybody's got their favorites in Ring of Honor, and Michael Elgin can be. He's one of those guys, either a lot of people like him or they don't, you know, they may dig his work, but they don't dig him being in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he was a guy that a lot of people just wondered why he was there and were frustrated over the possibilities of him not being able to quote unquote live up to his end of the deal. But like I said, I certainly think he has, and not only in the singles matches, but in the tag matches as well. And I think just relying on his power, not trying to do anything out of the ordinary, and just he seems to be relaxed. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was me looking at his matches that he had with New Japan guys, the interaction he had with guys in Ring of Honor, and just thought maybe he was pushing too hard. He was trying too hard to try to impress. But he looks more relaxed. He just looks super comfortable there doing what he's doing.
I agree, and he, you know, I mean, he just really needs a fresh start. I mean, Ring of Honor, they just, you know, it just hasn't worked for him since he came back. He was heel. They tried to do the work shoot thing out of when he was stuck in Canada with the visa issue, and then, you know, it was a disaster from there. It just hasn't gotten much better, even though they tried to turn him face. So, I mean, my thought process was this guy needs a break from Ring of Honor, and I wasn't sure how he would do in the G1. I thought, you know, if I had to bet, I said, you know, I think he'd do quite well. But what I've seen out of him is a guy that's relaxed, that's confident, that's not trying to blow the doors off with, you know, awesome matches and you know, he's staying in a certain zone in these matches and really doing an excellent job of picking up on what the crowd wants, how to manipulate their reactions with his power moves. He's you know, he's changed that, you know, that deadlift suplex from the apron, you know, into a, you know, a Falcon Arrow type move, and we'll see if Claudio can take that for him. I mean, Cesaro could take that from him on Raw at some point, but I think he's just been really comfortable. He's had some really good matches, and his match with Hanma was a ton of fun. You know, his match today against Kojima was a lot of fun. Was a lot of fun. And he just keeps having good matches, and he's piled up, what, 4 wins in a row? So he's right in the mix at the top of the leaderboard right now.
Yeah, we still got a good deal of time to go. I thought, you know, looking at the whole thing, he was only going to get 4 wins throughout the entire tournament, and who knows how many he can get from here. I mean, he could be shut out with the nature of how this tournament goes. You know, they have little mini storylines in between this whole storyline of guys going out there trying to win the whole thing. So, you know, he may end up, that may be where he stops right there. But either way, even if he does go on this a losing streak, it doesn't matter. You know, he is really... You know, he's really kind of nailed down, I think, a spot to come back, and the most money of spots to come back would obviously be, you know, January 4th. And do you think he's punched his ticket to be a Dome Show undercard guy in some sort of form?
Yeah, I'd be stunned if he's not back, you know, especially during, you know, something, set up something for G1 season, maybe build up a program for him before the heavyweight tag tournament starts. You know, in the fall or early winter, you've got to say he's got to be back, you know. I mean, he's really over. He's had a really good showing. The fans love him, and he's got this introduction you can build on too. You know, he could have some upward mobility there too if he, you know, you could progress him, and you know, maybe he has better matches, more storyline heavy involvement in the promotion, and he can could definitely see some upward mobility for him as well, not only coming back, but maybe at some point, you know, climbing the card, because he's definitely been impressive. I think there's a, you know, I think he's kind of found himself here, because he had such a, you know, long period of nothing but kind of like this lukewarm reaction to him in Ring of Honor, and I think this kind of resets it for him, and I think maybe he can go back to Ring of Honor, or at the very least come back to New Japan and kind of build from what he's done in this tournament.
Yeah, before the tournament began, Adam Summers and I did a preview show over at WrestlingObserver.com on the Big Audio Nightmare show. We do that thing annually. It's just big two-hour extravaganza, trying to go through each match and figure out who we think is going to win and how it the whole thing's going to end up. And I brought up Elgin actually defeating Goto, who is the Intercontinental Champion, Hirooki Goto, over there in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he has been on a trajectory upwards. And I believe that they have plans for Hirooki Goto. They have plans to do Goto and Okada most likely next year. In fact, I wouldn't fall over shocked if, you know, it could be the Dome Show main event in 2016 or 2017, I guess. You know, we'd go through this year and have a main event and then, you know, after that. But you know, I figured there was a possibility that Goto could lose to Elgin and, you know, who knows, find see an American Intercontinental title defense or some sort of Intercontinental a title match for Michael Elgin, because I think, you know, physically they're a perfect tandem to bounce back and forth with each other. And now we're going to see Goto in Ring of Honor, which I guess was is being described as a make good for Jushin Thunder Liger, booking himself in NXT in the show that goes head up with Ring of Honor and MCU Park. What do you think about Goto here in Ring of Honor and the news that Goto is actually going to stop by Elgin's training facility out in St. Louis as well? I mean, could we see a Goto Elgin match here down the line?
Yeah, I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. I think he's been pretty good in the tournament. Not, you know, not one of those guys that you say, wow, his matches are awesome outside of his. I thought his match with Okada was really, really good, and his matches have been all, you know, on the good to very good level for the most part. He hasn't really blown me away. It just seems like his matches have a pattern where they take a little while to get going to kind of really draw the fans in, but he's had a really strong push this year. You know, you know, he's got the beating Nakamura for the IC title. You know, he's got those wins over Nakamura and then the win over Okada, which I figured means he gets a shot at the title. You know, he's going to be one of the guys to get a title shot in the fall at some point against Okada. So it's, you know, he's coming over from Ring of Honor, you know, like you said, as you know, Dave reported in The Observer, as a make good for the, you know, the Liger thing, which Ring of Honor officials were quite upset about, but it seems like, you know, a nice way to, you know, kind of mend the fences between, you know, those two, you know, the relationship between New Japan and Ring of Honor. And he's coming for the TV taping and the Elgin training seminar. And, you know, every one thing I hear about Goto is he doesn't like to travel much. So it says a lot that he's coming over for these, for that show and the TV taping, and the, you know, the training seminar. So, it would, you know, seeing those two work together would not be a bad spot for Elgin to come back into when he returns.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever been to Germany or not. I have to look that up. But, you know, Goto, I think the last time he was gone, he was on his Mexican excursion in CMLL years ago.
Yeah.
But before he came back with the new samurai gimmick. And you know, Ring of Honor fans who are traveling to a lot of these shows and travel to all the New Japan shows that take place will be able to notch off another guy on their bucket list here. I mean, I think it probably right now one of the only guys that leaves is Tomohiro Ishii that has not come over to America that I think fans would really salivate for. He goes to England, but I don't think he's been here, at least certainly not in this incarnation. So I think he may be one of the only guys left for people to want to see.
Yeah, I did. I did just watch him on a Rev Pro show, and surprisingly enough, he lost, which made me wonder about all the Ring of Honor shows that have become kind of predictable in New Japan. Ishii lost to Big Damo, so. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to see him in the U.S. And, yeah, he is one of the, but, you know, getting Goto is pretty big, too. But I don't think, I don't know how many people, I mean, it seemed like I was talking to some people in the Ring of Honor office, and, you know, I texted one of them, you know, Goto with all caps, and they're like, I don't know a lot about him. So it seems like he's just starting to catch fire with at least, you know, in terms of being a big name coming over from Japan.
Hey, Sean, Triple Mania is this weekend, and I don't know. You know, one thing I don't think we don't really ever bounce around. As many times as we've done shows together, we talk about, you know, the DVDs and kayfabe commentaries and the great work they do and all that stuff, and we talk about a lot of different stuff. I don't know how much we've ever talked about Lucha Underground, so I don't know exactly what your thoughts are on Lucha Underground and Triple Mania 23 coming up this weekend. How big were you big into Lucha Underground at all?
Well, I would have had to add like another $30 charge to get the tier with it, so I'm trying to catch up with it. You know, my friends have sent and copied some for me, so I mean the stuff I saw, the six man with Son of Havoc, Ivelisse, and I'm trying to remember the tag I saw.
Helica. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Sean. We got to run to a break here. I definitely apologize for that. I pulled a Brian Alvarez here and hit you off before break. Sorry, I'm notorious for that. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, filling in for Brian Alvarez, being joined by Sean Radican, who is filling in for me, who is filling in for Brian Alvarez, who will be back Sunday for the Mothership at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for 2 hours. What a comeback that will be. It's like Elvis in 1968. Brian Alvarez back from Alaska with a little bit of northern exposure. Something like that, at least. By the way, just because I can be a prick and it's Friday and this will replay throughout the weekend, I just wanted to call out producer Dom. All of those music clips I've sent, and we've still got the angry bumper music leading us in and out of here. I'm fine with Into the Arena at the end, but we need new bumper music on this program, not only because it just needs to be updated in general, but because Brian doesn't know hip-hop music, and that's what a lot of that music is, so he'll be completely confused, and I will be very, very happy. But back on Wrestling Observer Live, Sean so rudely pulled an Alvarez on you by asking you a question as we were going to break there about Lucha Underground, and you've been trying to catch back up with it and check it out and things like that. From what you've seen, what do you think about the show? Because when it comes time for the Observer Awards at the end of the year, it's my show of the year. It really is my TV show of the year. I was absolutely blown away with the production and everything, and God knows when you got Robert Rodriguez and you have Mark Burnett and you have a television network that's brand new, which is throwing a lot of faith behind you. I mean, my God, of course it's probably going to be pretty good, but from everything to the music on the, you know, and the stingers as they go to break to how it's filmed and the vignettes and the whole nine yards, I really thought it's been an awesome show, and I'm going to miss it if it's not back for a second season. What did you think about the concept, or what is the concept of Lucha Underground?
Well, I just, you know, I've seen so little of it, and I feel bad. You know, what I did see, I loved. I loved the gritty feel and the, you know, the different production than you're used to from a wrestling, and just the way it fits together. And I have, you know, my friend is supposed to send me the two episodes of the Ultimate Lucha, the finale. So I'm really, I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, it's something I have to catch up on. You know, I watch, you know me, I'm a one-man reviewing wrecking crew, and I can only get to so much. But it sounds like, you know, I've heard nothing but good things. I liked what I saw. So I got to, you know, I have to make an effort to go back and you know, start catching up with Lucha Underground soon, because it sounds so good, and I hear what you say, and I've heard what other people, you know, my friends have said, and it's just, you know, just such a different take on wrestling, and I've watched it, it just seems so much fun, the acrobatics and the talent. It's just something I'm looking forward to catching up on.
Hey, just want to give a shout-out to Sean Oliver, kayfabecommentaries.com. All of that stuff that he has done, the timelines and all that sort of good stuff, which are available through WWN Live. Cannot wait to actually talk to him and do some reviews of some of his stuff with you, preferably on, you know, it doesn't matter where it is, but, you know, we've done a lot of it on your show. Hopefully you can come on and do a Figure Four Daily with me as well, talking about some of that stuff, because there's a lot of good stuff out there. So do want to note that, just so we can basically guilt ourselves into actually getting one done here at some point. But I've been leaving these callers on hold all day. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And what a shock. Sean, hey, you want to guess who the first caller is to the program today?
Ryan from Cumberland.
Let's see.
This is Ryan
caller?
From Cumberland.
There we go. How about it?
My question.
What's on your mind today, Ryan?
My question is about the Submission Sorority. How does ZZ get away with having the name ZZ when that's obviously named after Brazzers, the top porn site, and also that's the site that spread the rumor about John Cena was having an affair with one of their performers and broke up his marriage, and it being Kendra Lust, supposedly. So I think that's being a little bit sexist that ZZ gets to keep the name, but Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch have to change their name.
Well, Ryan, want to thank you very much for the call. You know, I'm so glad Sean's here, because if there's anyone to talk about websites like this, I know he has done plenty of research on different things. And Sean, what is your opinion on the Submission Sorority?
I mean, I think it's a horrible decision by WWE to, you know, it's, you know, first of all, it's, it led TMZ to a story how it boosted the traffic of a pornographic website with the same name. And, also it's, if they decide to call it the SS, that's not good either, for obvious reasons.
I didn't even get into that with anybody. The announcers, if I don't know how many people realized it, but they were calling it that on Raw on Monday. I don't know if they did it on SmackDown or not, but they were, oops.
Maybe the Harris twins came and took over production for the night, and Kevin Dunn, I don't know.
Another great moment in TNA history right there, the Harris brothers, but it's... Long story, there's no point in getting into there. But yeah, I mean, it was one of those names where it's just like, and I know maybe I just have a pro wrestling fan's, immature sense of humor sometimes. Actually, I know I do sometimes. When it was just like the Submission Sorority. I mean, I guess it could be, I mean, didn't anybody just Google search that? Usually they're more into double-checking and triple-checking things and sometimes over-checking why they give or don't give someone or a group a name or not. It just seems to be this one slipping through the cracks is almost comical. In fact, it is actually comical. So thank Ryan very much for...
I was going to say, maybe they used our friend Derek Bergen's computer, who has NetNanny, and it got blocked.
You know what? It's no comment there. Kenny in Galveston, Tennessee. Kenny, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. What's happening?
Hey, I'll just make it quick. I did like SmackDown a lot, and I did feel like that, even though with that confusion of the name, I thought the Divas tag team match was good. But I just want to share a quick Roddy Piper memory. I remember Starrcade 96. I know it's been about a week since he passed away, but I remember the hype that Piper and Hogan match was. I mean, it wasn't as good as it was when they first wrestled in the 80s, but you believed in that match. You believed that that match was a good match because of how well, I mean, that was one of the rare things that WCW actually got right, in my opinion, just the build, the hype. And, the match probably, it was an average match between them, but I just really thought that was a great match. And it was the highlight to see him in my hometown area. It was just something I'll never forget.
That's awesome. And Kenny, are you a fan of Lucha Underground at all?
I don't think I have the network. I wish I could. I've seen commercials for it. In fact, my brother-in-law has, and I love it. I just love from what I can see from the commercials, man. Unfortunately, I don't have it currently, but from what I can talk, I just need to go and watch it on YouTube, man. Now that you mention it, in fact, I'll probably try to watch some of it after I get done with this call, man.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you some inspiration for that. Because you were on hold for so long, I want you to stay on hold a little bit longer here, because you will get one of the Ultima Lucha poster prize packs that we have to give away, too. I forgot to drop out a trivia question today, so if you stay on the line, producer Dom will get your information from you, and we'll send one of those out to you. What do you think about that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Sorry for keeping you on hold there for so long. I want to thank you very, very much for the call. Before we get to John in Arkansas, Sean, Roddy Piper, you grew up in Massachusetts and up there. Obviously, Rhode Island. I'm sorry. Yes, I almost said New Hampshire, but I didn't want to insult you, Bergen-esque.
Hillbilly.
Yeah. Oh, Manchester. obviously, growing up there, it was a WWF heavy area until the 90s, where WCW started to creep in the Nitro era and everything. But obviously, Roddy Piper rolled shop in the WWF for a long, long time and had a lot of influence and stirred up a lot of stuff. Any quick memories on the passing? Now that we had the passing of Roddy Piper.
When I was, he was just one of the bigger, larger-than-life guys when I was, 5, 6 years old, but it was, antagonizing Hogan in the build to WrestleMania, the rock and wrestling thing, hitting, just all the things you hear, hitting Jimmy Snuka over the head with a coconut, and, just when you're little, it's just like the greatest thing ever, and you really think that some of these guys are just going to live forever, I'm turning 36 this month, and I just can't believe he's gone. you know. It's, he was such a great talker, you know, as a heel, as, you know, Piper's Pit, just a you know, just a great all around performer and a legend, and you know, someone who was gone too soon. But, you know, I just, you know, as soon as he passed away, I thought about, you know, when I was little, they had those, you know, those hunk of plastic wrestling figures and that big wrestling ring.
Oh,
had.
Yeah.
And I had the, you know, I had the hunk of, you know, the one, you know, he had the hot rod shirt on. I just thought of that when he passed away. It's just you know, was it Valentine at Starcade? And just, there's a lot of stuff to go back and watch and just remember just the, what a great act he was.
Yeah, those big-ass LJN action figures that if you were to actually take one of those and beat somebody with it, you might be able to kill them. That's how, I can tell you what, they will leave marks because they did on my brother. Like, you get mad, you throw one or hit him with one, and they run to your mom. And so, you know, I didn't do it, no, and there's this huge welt of, like, you know, the outline of Roddy Piper with, like, you know, one arm up, one arm down, like those things that... You know, they were all pretty much the same when you looked at them, just painted up a little bit differently. But, yeah, Piper, it was just so amazing that, you know, you hated him as a heel. You know, you hated him, you know, because of just he was nonstop and relentless, but you couldn't help but be entertained by him. I mean, even in that Schnooka promo with the coconuts, when he's, like, taking everything out, and you think about how racially... you know, charged this is, or ethnically charged this in, where he's like, well, I want to make you feel at home, and we got pineapples, and we got bananas, and it's just like, he couldn't be a bigger dick, but it also couldn't be any funnier either that he was doing this stuff. So, I mean, it's just, it was an absolute genius, and I had a chance to see him in Crockett, you know, growing up, and the stuff with Greg Valentine, and just him being on there, too, was just... awesome, and just so many memories in so many different parts of the world. But going to be bumping up here soon to the break, so I don't want to want to give John in Arkansas a little bit of time. John, how are you today?
I am well, my friend. I have to say, I too remember the old LJN figures and how those could definitely leave a mark. And I'm kind of taken aback and shocked that I didn't catch the submission sorority link thing due to some of my contacts that I have, and that nobody shared that lovely little nugget of information with me. I'm like, oh boy, I can understand how we quickly do a quick change of the name. I have my own personal favorite Roddy Piper moment. It's a WWE moment when Roddy faced off.
Oh, better go quick, John.
Milton Downey Jr. and the classic repartee that they had. The only person that I ever knew that could shut Morton Downey Jr. up, but it was Roddy Piper. Beautiful.
Hey, John, I want to thank you so very much for the call there. Yep, Mr. Downey, don't be blowing no more smoke in my face. And, hey, got the music coming up here, so we're going to come go to break and then come back. Mike Sempervivi, Sean Radican, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Mike Sempervivi and Sean Radigan, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Didn't get a chance to get the plug in, but a fine value, $10.99 a month at WrestlingObserver.com. Everything that you could possibly need. But I guess if you needed something else, like Sean Radigan or Bruce Mitchell, who's also a friend of WrestlingObserver.com as well, too. You may want to check out Pro Wrestling Torch because that's been around a long time as well. And you can blame them for starting Radigan, myself, and Derek Bergen in and all this stuff.
Just a terrible place. But if you want to subscribe there, given what they've put out there between me, you, and Bergen, PWTorch.com/goVIP. Right now we have a sale. You can sign up for a month for a dollar. Just go to our website for details right at the top of the page. We have a weekly newsletter with columns from Bruce Mitchell, Greg Parks, Wade Keller, and several others, Todd Martin, who's new to the staff, and also, you know, dozens and dozens of hours of radio, podcast content each week, including my Radigan's Wrestling Community audio with great guests like you, Mike, and my regular co-host, Brian Leahy, and, of course, longtime friend Mike Rowe, who is in the lounge with you, I believe.
Absolutely.
Pops in from time to time. And all sorts of great stuff. My ROH NXT column was in the newsletter last week. This week, I have a look at the first 10 nights of G1 in the news, the new PW Torch newsletter that went up last night. So you can get access to PDFs and
all that stuff. See, I'm cutting you off right there. Too much sell for you, Sean Radigan, for Wrestling Torch, PWTorch.com. Everybody, we got to get out of here. Sean, thank you so much for coming on here and doing this with me, and we will definitely do it again really, really soon. Folks, if you missed any portion of the program, tune back in at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern time. We will see you Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network.